Morning walk. Chaitanya Bihar, Vrindavan. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 2.
Each verse is very full of meaning. You can remember all this, regularly read, and meditate on this. Meditating as good as meditating on Krishna. All the time we may not meditate on the form of Radha Krishna, or his lotus feet, his eyes, hand, feet, chest. But in sloka sometimes you can meditate. The meaning is meditating. These are all mantra. Mantra means which delivers you from the material entanglement. You live in another plane, another bhav, mood.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narang Chaiva Narottamam.
Narang Chaiva Narottamam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Tato Jayam Mudire.
Tato Jayam Mudire.
Nashta Prayeshva Bhadreshu.
Nashta Prayeshva Bhadreshu.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki.
Translation for the verse Narayanam Namaskritya. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayana, unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Shall I ask them to repeat with me?
Yeah, good. Some, but each one go to repeat. Maybe for so long time. It's good, though. Let us see. Everybody chant the mantra, as good as I have sitting with Krishna. Nicely. Love and devotion.
Savai pungsham paro dharmo.
Savai pungsham paro dharmo.
Yato bhaktir adhokshaje.
Yato bhaktir adhokshaje.
Ahaituki apratihata.
Ahaituki apratihata.
Yayatma suprasiddhati.
Yayatma suprasiddhati.
Translation. The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self.
How much is the purpose?
1.5 pages.
Is it all philosophy or something very simple? I will look little few lines, time to come.
Some philosophy.
Too high philosophy, they don't get into. Then read other verse. Get into other verse.
Vasudeve Bhagavati.
Vasudeve Bhagavati.
Bhakti Yoga Prayojitah.
Bhakti Yoga Prayojitah.
Janayati Asu Vairagyam.
Janayati Asu Vairagyam.
Jnanam Cha Yat Ahaitukam.
Jnanam Cha Ahaitukam.
By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world.
How big is the purport?
One page.
It's simple. You can read each para a little.
Simple.
Some of the important things.
Saying about Nishkarma and what is bhakti.
Distinguishing karma and bhakti.
Nishkarma.
And Nishkarma. Otherwise going to other. Time is running out.
Dharma sanusthita pungsam.
Dharma sanusthita pungsam.
Vishvakshena katha suyaha.
Vishvakshena katha suyaha.
Notpadayet yadiratim.
Notpadayet yadiratim.
Shrama evahi kevalam.
Shrama evahi kevalam.
The occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead.
This is very important. Each verse is very, very helpful in bhakti to advance. What he's saying is, suppose you are doing devotional service. Somebody asks, tell me, in short, what it is? The Prabhupada said, to develop attraction to Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime. Again, more short, to Krishna Katha. Have you developed? Yeah, then you have got some bhakti. Now you can ask us. We can all know. Whether if we are develop attraction, you will be liking to hear. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Answer.
Yes.
Now if you are not, then you can ask us just like we have been Rasagulla, Pantua, Gulab Jam, Rabi, first class ice cream there. But if you have not hunger, will you enjoy?
No.
Will you enjoy? No.
No.
But if you are hungry, you will enjoy. So this way, exactly like that, you will know whether you are developing bhakti or not. Is that difficult to understand?
No.
This is the difference between gyan, karma and bhakti. Bhakti relates to the heart. Heart relates to attachment. That is, some do a lot of bhakti doing, but the attachment somewhere else, that story of the bridegroom party going. They're doing so much sadhana, I do this many, I did this, I did this, I did this. But have you developed attachment? Now our attachment up to, any attachment up to in bhakti?
Prasadam.
That's very high class. If you have attachment to at least devotee, dham, where dham means harikata also dham, more or less. Harinam also dham, dham is there. Dham not just a place, don't think. Because people coming at dham, maybe he has got material desire. He is not in the dham. He is thinking, where is Rabri? Where is Coca-Cola? He is not in the dham. No. He can do aparad. Again, do punya karma. You know, dham is very powerful. You do aparad here, you will have so much desire for that. You do devotional service perfectly. Live very simple. Hand to mouth and clean clothes. There are many ladies and men, thousands here. Somebody asked some devotee, Prabhupada, these ladies and men come from different parts of India. Severe cold, severe heat. They told us, Prabhupada said, they have mercy of the Radha. I cannot stay. It's so hot here, I can't sometimes tolerate it, I run away. It's cold, many devotees here. When it's too hot, they come from cold country, they all run away. You find it all empty. You find after something it become cool, some will run away. Those are from India, hot parts or subtropical. And they sometimes say, Soma is not so cold nowadays. So I sometimes try to say, you know. Or somebody doing nonsense, rather than you will kick him out, trying fine to fall, or doing offense to other living entities. Here everything is, maybe the dog is doing, but he must have done something to become born here. But he might have done maybe some offense, got this body. One life punishment. So be careful when you down. Extremely careful. So these are, each of them is mantra. Mantra means very powerful. So each are like a, like we take something, I'm weak, take multivitamin tablet. So much, you take this, you don't have to eat, you feel lion. Actually, you take some multivitamin tablet. I saw. You don't have to eat much. There is one boy came. He gave me 2-3 files. I don't eat. Prabhupada didn't. Some. So this, simply by meditating this, and you think, ask yourself, are you doing that? And then you will know whether you are progressing or not. Devotional service such is not addressing sannyasi days, I become sannyasi. No. Either you progress or you retard. Is dynamic. Krishna won't see I am a sannyasi. I have done this. Krishna won't see how much love here. If you have love, you will work for peace. Not like office work. Office work, you clean something, your boss will come, put all the under the carpets, all dust. You can cheat at the here, externally showing I am this, I am Sanachan. We cannot achieve God. Better to become a fool in front of God. Become like a child. Very simple, then you can make progress. Child, whatever father, mother does. Yes. No, don't do. Don't do. Accept easily. When you go to spiritual life, you should be like that. To God or a saintly person. They will tell you what is good. Sometimes it's difficult to do, but ultimately it will be good for us. But you think I am more intelligent, then you will find God is more intelligent than you. So, be careful. God means in Oxford Dictionary, Boba says, supremely, he is supremely intelligent. He is supremely cheat also. You want to cheat God? He will cheat you. Asim, understood? You understood? Better to God, because we live in a world where Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, it is not meant for gentlemen. For a perfect, honest man, the material living is very difficult. Yes or no? You cannot, by doing something dishonest, you cannot live. So one who comes to Krishna after staying for some time, having a test, when sometime for some reason he leaves, later on after some time, it is impossible for him to live with these people. You have to sometime cheat, exploit others, become dishonest, every step, yes or no?
Yes,
yes or no? So they again come back, then if previously he may not be humble, many things he won't accept, then he is forced to accept. So it is better that going through bitter experiences, better come to Krishna consciousness, stick to it and tolerate it. You in one life can make it. But then even if you will sometime fall down, Krishna will consider if you repent. Any question? Come on. No. Okay. So it's saying that, let us see, you sign what comes in your mind spontaneously. That means you have got attachment to it, yeah? Isn't it yes or no? What
yes.
comes automatically in my mind? What we are doing is we are doing by force, isn't it?
Mm.
What comes on me? That means you have got attachment there. When that thing comes spontaneously, all the time, you know you are progressing tremendous towards God. Automatically, you don't have to forcefully, I won't eat good thing, I won't look at this, I won't touch this, you know, I won't say this, I won't look at this. This is artificially entering. It don't work. But maybe sometime it is necessary in the beginning stage. But you can, simply meditating on that body, you can know whether you are progressing or not. Otherwise, wandering so much, rowing the boat to go to destination, suddenly they found out it was dark, they worked very hard, time all passed, suddenly it became clear, they found, are we are in the same place? Then each of them blaming each other, why the way, it is your fault. Then say, boatman, your fault, why? Captain, your, no, I did look, I am sweating like anything, I want to get more bakshis, you know bakshis, extra money. I also, look, he is the palwan, say, he did so much, I did so much, I have been so long in the movement. I did this. Krishna won't see that. How much progress you made? Why you didn't progress? Anchor is there. Nobody lifted that. Anchor means? Anchor has got so many teeth, Nash, arrow like, holding tightly. That means he's doing much bhajan, but he's attached to so many things, which is temporary. Any moment Krishna can take away. I have got power, I have got position, my pocket is loaded, I am thinking I am doing so much service. Any second Krishna can take away everything. Loaded and so your power, your position make you nothing. We are making one plan, but Krishna also has got a plan for each of us. For me, for him, for you. Everybody has got. Best! We act in such a way that it agrees with the plan of Krishna as far as possible, our intelligence. That is good for us. Then, even if we have got many difficulties, and I don't know, I know, we can overcome difficulty. Krishna can make it. Be fine. Now what shall I do? He come. But if favorable Krishna, you'll find it smoothly passed through. Now in danger, then you are telling. Why didn't you say that before?
Go on.
Any question? The devotee experience. Better, see, that is what Prabhupada say, better don't go through bitter experiences. See you from others and learn. One is intelligent, he learned from hearing, Prabhupada said. Because others have got past experience. Father says, bring water from the well. He is thinking, no, I won't listen to my father. He is old man, mother. He goes and look for, maybe miles he go, he doesn't find well. But he had a heart from father, who has experience, he knows, yes, the well, there is no other place well. Stupid. But he listen, father is still, not what, mother, is nothing, they will forget, for my God. Daddy, okay, do this. He is training him up. What is good? Otherwise, he will get frustrated and come back. Daddy, I didn't. Where did you go? And what he can tell? I told you to go there. You're learning in a hard way.
Kamasya nendriya pritir.
Kamasya nendriya pritir.
Labho jiveta yavata.
Labho jiveta yavata.
Jivasya tattva jikyasa.
Jivasya tattva jikyasa.
Nartho yascheha karma bihi.
Nartho yascheha karma bihi.
Life's desires should never be directed toward sense gratification. One should desire only a healthy life or self-preservation, since a human being is meant for inquiry about the Absolute Truth. Nothing else should be the goal of one's works.
Is it the purport short? Little bit? Something important.
The completely bewildered material civilization is wrongly directed towards the fulfillment of desires in sense gratification. In such civilization, in all spheres of life, the ultimate end is sense gratification.
They are saying, most of the people, they think their life goal is sense gratification is the be-all and end-all. You see? Most of the people, either subtle or gross. Subtle means name, fame, adoration, power, position. And gross is eating, sleeping, mating. This is grossest animal. Most of the people are like little more object of what you can see, object of what you can hear, object of the tongue. Palatable ice cream, kulfi in India. So many ideas. Dot, hot. Somebody, I went to Den Haag, somewhere near Holland. At somebody's house I went, and some is completely sad. Suddenly somebody saying that. Whatever it may be, dot, hard. This pasta, dot, ka rasta. Now you fill up. I don't want to say. This is birthday of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maharaj. You are born in Vedic culture? Yes. So what the Supreme Person like it? You don't know from your childhood at home? Yeah? What is that? Laddu, sweet rice, samosa, kuchari. What are those things? Why are you giving this? Next time you bring all these things, I won't do. I'm doing this time on your behalf, not on my behalf. Okay. This time. Little Krishna.
In politics, social service, altruism, philanthropy, and ultimately in religion, or even in salvation, the very same tint of sense gratification is ever increasingly predominant. In the political field, the leaders of men fight with one another to fulfill their personal sense gratification. The voters adore the so-called leaders only when they promise sense gratification. As soon as the voters are dissatisfied in their own sense satisfaction, they dethrone the leaders.
Yellow and red. With glasses.
The leaders must always disappoint the voters by not satisfying their senses. The same is applicable in all other fields. No one is serious about the problems of life. Even those who are on the path of salvation desire to become one with the absolute truth and desire to commit spiritual suicide for sense gratification. But the Bhagavatam says that one should not live for sense gratification. One should satisfy the senses only in so much as required for self-preservation and not for sense gratification. Because the body is made of senses, which also requires a certain amount of satisfaction, there are regulative directions for satisfaction of such senses.
So, with Sadhu, Bharidas Thakur is staying with Hirana Govardhan, the filthy rich two persons in Bengal. And they, sometimes Navadvip Sadhu, they serve, they do help. Still now in India this tradition. Every winter you find so many rich people from big cities, Calcutta, Bombay, here come and go to interior village, see where the sadhus giving blanket, money, so many things. So they arrange for their staying someplace, make some houses, any sadhu can come and say, you don't have to pay anything. So Haridas Thakur is staying and they have got a son, one of them. Maybe he don't know, maybe Govardhan's son, Raghunath. He's a young boy. And he took him, he's going to Shantipur from there. From Krishnapur to Shantipur. So, by the side of the Ganges, and Shantipur, great devotee Advaita Acharya there, and he's going there. He took that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. The little boy seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like very much. So nice. He announced, I will become like him. I will serve him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand. He doesn't like to leave. His father must say, no. Naturally, once he saw the past husband and wife talking, the mother says, put my son in some room and keep some many men in the form of somebody bathing him, somebody bringing water for him, somebody taking him outside, riding on horse. Everything will be watching him, he doesn't run away from the house. If necessary, lock him up all the time in one room. So, wait. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know, husband wife talks, and husband saying, one who is mad after Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, do you think, husband wife talks, do you think you can lock him up with somebody? He will run away. No, no. Raghunath's mother is saying, I won't let him, all possible possibilities I will close so that he cannot run away. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day, same time he comes and tried to run away from home to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Markat Bairagya na kara lok dakhai. Showing, don't dress like I am a renounced person. Jathajogya Vishay Bhunja. Vishay means eating, sleeping, mating, depending. Or object of seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, beauty, rup ras, gandha, sparsha. This is subtle. So you, as much as necessary to sustain your body, that much you enjoy. Anasaktaya, but do not be attached. Just like devotees sometimes go in and ask God, other thing, Sadhu is gone, it's a laptop, nice guy, he's flying in first class plane. This is our money, and they take. Sadhu, and they think like that. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, so you can answer, he also answered, they saw first, Sadhu is coming. So in North India he went, where is Sadhu? They say, first class car came. In those days, first class. From that one gentleman with a shoe, nice mom shoes in those days, very high class shoe, expensive. Nice clothing, and turban, nice, all expensive. Where is Sadhu? Sadhu is here. You have to see the Sadhu, not by his putting on a minimum clothing, nothing, lingot and kombol and water pot, that's all he said. No. You see the Sadhu from hearing. Through, see the Sadhu through the ear. Hear what he says, how he acts. From there you can know his Sadhu. Oh, this is new thing, divinity. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you are going to collect? Let me see. Go on a good car, first class attractive. And then dress nicely, very nice, go like a king. You know, after this coat, turban, maybe, I don't know, the sunglass, at least some dark glass, you can know. Tilakula, I'm going to some, maybe on king's house. He has got city, some house, and queen most probably like to see Sadhu. You talk to somewhere. Samiji, this is my car, you come. Darwan, salute! It's a big car. Get down. Rani Mata ji hai? Haan. Kya baat? Ye kaat do. So he doesn't have to go through the king. Oh, Maharaj, come go. Maharaj ko bulao. Easily. Maharaj ko bolo. Check bol liao. Mantri ka. Check. Maharaj ke itna rupiya. 2 lakh, like 2. Maharaj ki bolo, sign kya ne, Rani Maa kahan? Okay, he doesn't know. And he, again, Puran ka, Darwan, saab aya. He cannot see, blue glass or something. If I don't see, it's well dressed some point. Guru Maharaj is this. So he said, for the serving Krishna, you can do various means. But don't be attached to. You are going somewhere, I want this car, I want this dress. That is attachment. For the sake of Krishna. So sometimes some people may misunderstand some big organization international. But organization devotee, they serve for the purpose of Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you are serving somebody and their material world, everybody is serving some big organization, either government or big private concern, some. Right? And you get your sustenance, maintenance. With that money, you spend everything. But one who is the Malik of Lakshmi Narayan, Krishna, Vishnu, he has got everything. If I serve him and dedicate life, naturally, king lives in a palace. The servant also lives in a one place of palace, one room. King doesn't eat only everything. And for king, many things are there. Akhrot, Vedana, cashew, Macedonian nuts, figs, and dates from Iraq, put in mouth and melt. Devan Karnaval, double cream, cheddar cheese, you offer to Krishna. You give others, you also eat. So you see, ISKCON sometime, nice cheese and butter body. So people say, how? This sadhu is you become sadhu, you give up everything. Then you serve Krishna, Krishna is best thing, there Krishna is prasad, everything. Why don't you ask? Come here, take prasad. Because he has to. Videshi sarab ka theka dukan, thanda biyar. You have to give up this. No girlfriend, no boyfriend, no dhoom machade. So how many can give up? They have given up. No, Krishna giving them. What's wrong? They cannot answer. This is Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's answer. I said, don't be attached. You are going somewhere, now I want that sort of car, this, that. No. Whatever Krishna provides, be happy. Hare Krishna. Make sense? Make sense? Make sense? This happened to a boy. He is going for buying for Krishna something. He is buying best thing, butter. And they beg outside. One lady saying, this guy take our money, taking the best thing. I cannot afford so much expensive butter. That mango, so expensive. 1.5 pound. In the shop, the girls take money. You take the tray. You come Sunday feast. Okay? So, I'll go. You can take a trolley. The lady says, you know this guy? These guys are Hare Krishna. They're begging. They're taking our money and taking all the best thing. I told you, come in our feast. She is invited. Why don't you come? Feast, you can also get best thing. No, no, this is our money. They're eating all these things. You can also eat. You chant Hare Krishna. Don't take smoking, drinking, all these things. No, no, this is our money. That shopkeeper girl is saying, oh, why don't you go? Take prasad them. I give them trolley. It doesn't matter. They are all sadhu. We can also go free prasad. She is supporting. She cannot take anything. Got angry. They are taking our money, eating nice food. Don't do work anything. We are working hard. They are also working hard. You get up 3 o'clock? Why shall I get up 3 o'clock? I have to sleep now. And they get up 3 o'clock. The whole day, till 10 o'clock, they are working hard. You do for your own sense gratification. doesn't get nobody support.
But the senses are not meant for unrestricted enjoyment. For example, marriage or the combination of a man with a woman is necessary for progeny, but it is not meant for sense enjoyment. In the absence of voluntary restraint, there is propaganda for family planning. But foolish men do not know that family planning is automatically executed as soon as there is search after the absolute truth. Seekers of the absolute truth are never allured by unnecessary engagement in sense gratification, because the serious students seeking the absolute truth are always overwhelmed with the work of researching the truth. In every sphere of life, therefore, the ultimate end must be seeking after the absolute truth, and that sort of engagement will make one happy, because he will be less engaged in varieties of sense gratification. And what that absolute truth is explained as follows.
Now, we are listening this, we see in the park, somebody going. Now, he is coming again here, because he is attached. We are coming here, next life, even once only, one day we do this, next life again, we come. Because this much you have got saving account, it won't be destroyed. The more we do, less we do that, and more you become attached, that is bhakti. From the childhood to painting, Krishna, Ram, Leela, getting next.
Vadanti tat tattva vidas.
Vadanti tattva vidas.
Tattvam yaj jnanam advayam.
Tattvam yaj jnanam advayam.
Brahmeti paramatmeti.
Brahmeti paramatmeti.
Bhagavan iti sabdate.
Bhagavan iti sabdate.
Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma or Bhagavan.
There are three features of God realization. In the beginning, just like you see the sun. Now, more experiencing your sunlight is coming in your room. And then if you go further, you'll see maybe there is a sun planet. Then inside, there is a Surya Dev predominating deity. If you see Surya Dev, you don't have to require to see all these things. So if you know Krishna, you know Paramatma feature, We know Krishna's other features, Brahman, all pervading. Krishna's energy is everywhere. If 24 hours somebody is engaged for the pleasure of Krishna, he will feel the current of Krishna. It's the electric current. Then he knows, what I am doing, others may not know, but Krishna is knowing, Krishna is seeing. Tata sarvato pani padam, he has got hands, he has got legs, he has got eyes everywhere. He is watching everything. The more one becomes pure, he can feel all these things. So even in a very provocative situation, he won't do something, commit sin. He'll run away. He thinks he is, cannot control himself. He'll run away. Because he knows he's been watched. But sometime maybe he may be carried away also. He forget. So one should read Bhagavad Gita every day, thoroughly Bhagavad Gita. Then his conviction will become strong. Make sense? Any question? Any question? Any comment? This way one can know whether he's becoming pure, or where you are situated. You can understand. Prabhupada make it very simple. Somebody, one devotee asked, suddenly, it's not long time, he said, Prabhupada, how do I know that I am becoming pure? Prabhupada said, acha. You ask yourself, all around us, many things there, yes? There are same subjects are there, yes. Now when you come across sense objects, do you feel like enjoying? Then you are not yet pure. When you know all these things I am seeing very wonderful, oh this I can take it for Krishna. You can see it in a different way. Then it be pure. Then you are pure. But usually what I think, oh very nice mango. Let us take. We'll make a mango shake. We'll make some ice cream. But you, instead you think, it's a very nice thing. Let us take it for Krishna. We'll give it. Make some mango shake, this, that. Give it to Krishna. And give it to everybody. His fear. See the difference? Both are seeing. There is difference. Subtle. You see? Any question? Any comment? Both are seeing. There is a difference. Again another story. Somebody is going through the places very lonely. And evening is coming. Two brahmacharis going. Suddenly, they saw one young girl came there. And suddenly there is some water you have to pass through. And don't know how deep it is. The two boys, they know how to walk and they think it is not so deep. The girl is hesitating. He said, can anybody help me? Because I don't know swimming. So one of them, brahmachari said, stand on my neck. I take you. Other brahmachari, then she went away because it's dark. She scared to her destination quickly. Crossed. Going. For a long time, going 1 hour, 2 hours, 3, 4 hours passed. Suddenly, other brahmachari saying, I can't think of how could you do such thing? You are a brahmachari touching a young lady. My God. He's going on telling, he said, somebody is carrying somebody which he should not, depending, considering urgency, for a short time, maybe few minutes. Somebody is carrying for hours carrying. One is carrying grossly and is carrying subtle way. Then other brahmachari remains silent. He got the answer. It's a very good example. Okay. Is that clear? Any question? Any comment? Make sense? Yes. Asim, make sense? Oh, yeah, Dijamani. Yes, make sense? Huh? Carrying.
Can you see what we are carrying, each of us?
If Krishna make me see, yes, the Prabhupada. I have limitation. I am not Prabhupada. Prabhupada is perfect. God is perfectly perfect. We condition soul, we can achieve perfection. But tend trying to become perfectly perfect, but hardly we can. So we'll try as much as we can. So everybody in ISKCON, Founder Acharya says, everybody is a pure devotee, provided he is sincere. So all my boys and girls, they are all pure. But there may be some difference. Don't distinguish. Here is pure, here is not. Time will tell. Does it make sense to you? So it could be aparadh, somebody doing this and playing around.
Tat saddhana munayo.
So I have limitation.
Tat saddhana munayo.
Saddhana munayo.
Jnana vairagya yuktaya.
Jnana vairagya yuktaya.
Pashyanti atmani chatmanam.
Pashyanti atmani chatmanam.
Bhaktya shruta grihitaya.
Bhaktya shruta grihitaya.
The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti.
How much big purpose? Oh, my God. Never mind. Next time. Any question, any comment? Time is running out.
You can read one, this last verse. A sincere devotee must therefore be prepared to hear the Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, Vedanta and
every
other literatures.
Know the temporary nature. Somebody say, how Prabhupada can you be sincere? Prabhupada said, if you remember always Krishna, at the same time, anybody?
Remember death.
Then you will become serious. Because you're dead, you don't know, you are planning, any second, now I'm talking, any moment I can die. But if I'm engaged in Krishna's service, I will have good destination, at least. If I don't go back to Godhead, at least I will go higher planets. Because I'm discussing about Krishna Katha. Suppose here we are discussing, somebody's mind is somewhere else, then suddenly he dies. Now what will happen? But if you are serious, then any time I could die. Then you will be serious. You will try to use your every moment, thereby you, in your saving account, spiritual lot, at the same time, you have a good chance. Any moment anything happen, chance to go. Make sense? Yeah? I'm just repeating what Prabhupada said. Though it may be difficult to do, but if you are determined, if you are sincere, accordingly you will do. And you will get that much benefit. Make sense? Okay. Read. Every word Prabhupada said, what you will preach for 2 hours, 3 hours? Well, somebody, Prabhupada's, these things are very important. One line can change the life of another person. One very line, Prabhupada said. So read all these things and meditate. Thank you.
A sincere devotee must, therefore, be prepared to hear the Vedic literature like the Upanishads,
every
Vedanta.
Day you read and meditate for some time, you will get so much benefit, you can know whether you are progressive or not, whether you are fake or sentimental, you know, or you are genuine or sincere. Accordingly, Krishna will respond. Suppose we are not sincere that much, sentimental. Then you think your mind something is coming. Is it Paramatma saying me or Maya saying? This could be a good question. Yeah? In your something, inner voice, you are getting something. Is it Paramatma saying? Depending on your surrender, if it is really you are surrender and sincere, Krishna knows, accordingly voice of Krishna will come. Otherwise, Maya will whisper, go there. Because that is what he wants. Do you understand? Is that clear? As far as you can go, you can go.
And other literatures left by the previous authorities or Goswamis for the benefit of his progress. Without hearing such literatures, one cannot make actual progress. And without hearing and following the instructions, the show of devotional service becomes worthless and therefore a sort of disturbance in the path of devotional service.
Show of devotional service. In other words, Prabhupada said that the first qualification to be a devotee, anybody?
Sincere.
Who said? Sincerity. Are you sincere? Ask yourself. You know you are sincere or not. Yes? We know ourselves whether sincere or not. I have come here to become a devotee. Of course, If you are not, still if you associate with the devotee, you will get some benefit, no doubt. One day maybe your mind will change, what I am doing. Yeah? Asim, thikka hakin, dijamani. Is that right? We know whether we are sincere. I have come here to develop attachment to Krishna. We can ask ourselves, I have come here to go back to Godhead. We know. We have got deep attachment here. No? Yes or no?
Yes.
All of us. More, less, or something deep attachment. But some may be sincere. To some extent, not. Otherwise, we won't come here. Isn't it? That is good. That much. Krishna will accordingly help. Maybe we'll have some bitter experiences. We get Maya's kick, then come to our senses.
Unless, therefore, devotional service is established on the principles of Shruti.
You lost.
More question, my son.
Yeah. Any question? Any comment?
Unless, therefore, devotional service is established on the principles of Shruti, Smriti, Puran, or Pancharatra authorities, the make show of devotional service should at once be rejected. An unauthorized devotee should never be recognized as a pure devotee. By assimilation of such messages from the Vedic literatures, one can see the all-pervading, localized aspect of the personality of Godhead within his own self constantly. This is called samadhi.
Any question? Come on. It's getting hot, huh?
When we judge ourselves, how can we know if our judgment is correct? Like if we like think, I am this, I am that, how can we know?
We accept some authority is perfect. What is the perfect authority? Sadhu, Sasa, Guru. You check out. There is always some ideal question, and the answer the Acharya has given. You see, what Prabhupada said, you say, Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, Jagannath Das Babaji, you check out, and what Krishna said. That's the difficulty.
But sometimes, because their word can be, through our eyes, we can mistake what they say, or apply it wrongly or something.
Your eyes is conditioned, but Prabhupada's eyes may not be conditioned.
But maybe if I get Prabhupada's words to my case, can be conditioned.
You read scripture, check up. Krishna is saying, you are not this body. You may not feel like that. You think, yeah, I'm this body. Your action speaks louder than word. I'm not this body. Look, this heart, this shop, confectionery. Haldiram, let's go, son papri. If you are not this body, why you are attracted to this? That means you are saying I am not this body, but you are not convinced. That is you are attracted. Otherwise, according to your conviction, you will reduce your eating, sleeping, all these things. Doesn't that make sense? If you are convinced that I am not this body, not theoretical knowledge, I am not this body, then you will act accordingly. You have done a conviction, your action speaks louder than words. Why you are attracted to all palatable dishes? Just your maintaining body you need? Little? Yes, one papi, Sanji, gulab jam. You can artificially do few days. Regularly you cannot do, you'll be exposed. Isn't it? Yes or no? Make sense? Very well. You should not take this then. Nobody is seeing. Dhoom machade. You know that? In India. Even in parliament. Little packet. Dhoom machade. It means... What does it mean? Dhoom machade. Always advertise. You enjoy, na? Masti karo. Have fun. It'll give you energy. Take coffee. Like that. want to have higher sensual pleasures, more than not what most of the people getting. That means you don't think, you are saying I am not this body, but you want to enjoy through your body and sense. Oh, look, elephant flying. Others are not seeing, he is seeing. Somebody asked, hey, where do you come from? Tel Aviv. Is Janardhan here? Tel Aviv. Why you come here? This is Pushkar. You? Germany. Why you come here? You know what is this? That is why. Then he's seeing all these things. He's seeing a mosquito like the size of a dog. Seeing little man walking. Look at you as if he's seeing nothing. What is this? This guy. He thinks, oh, this dog, cat, city, tree, house, this is maybe dream. That is reality. There are nobody seeing, I am seeing. He forgot. He did that. Understand? Samjha. They think a sab sapna hai. Wo asli hai. And when we think that he is in dream, we think this is reality. That is sapna. So Bhagavad Gita, there is a sloka. Janisha sarva bhutanam tasang jagatti sanjami jasang jagatti bhutani sanisha pasato mune. On his thoughtful. To him, all these people dying, driving car, going, enjoying all this, to him it's all dream. But he is realizing something higher. And common people think these guys are crazy. They don't care for all these things. What do you think of? He doesn't say. And that guy is thinking, these guys are crazy. What do you think? What do you do? All the chanting. Then somebody asked Prabhupada, what this verse mean? The Bhagavad Gita, there are many verses which are very deep, you understand? They are thought-provoking. Prabhupada said, they are thinking, we are man. We are thinking, we are man. Who is to decide? Then I tell you one story. Once, long back, every country there are some people philosophically bent. What is the meaning of life, purpose of life? He may not follow others. Understand? Born like that. Then in Greece, there is one guy, long before even Christ, he was there. Maybe 400 years before even Christ. That means from now on, now 2000.
500.
So that more than 2500. Something. So people found out he's talking something to the younger generation, youth, and he's spoiling them because they don't know all this. They told the ruler, put him in prison. They put him. Then later on said, he again may teach them. So they, if you go to Greece, still now, too much enjoyment. So better kill him. So he's such a person we know, if we give him poison, he will drink. So took him to poison. Very powerful liquid. And he's giving, then he's telling, he doesn't go to his house to take care, to attend, you know, domestic needs for his wife. Wife sometimes shout at him, and he doesn't listen, because he's absorbed on this. What I am body or soul. So his wife sometimes pour some water on him. Until he's not coming house to whatever she requires to bring on. Usually wife. Then he just answered his wife. In Bengali is after thunder, naturally there will be some rain. And giving answer to his wife, and he went So in the jail they gave him, and then he's saying, because he lives in another world, another platform of consciousness, he said. He looked at them when they did, and he said, first of all you have to catch me. They are thinking, this guy is mad. Already we caught you inside the plane, the jail. And he is thinking, these guys are fool number one. He is thinking, I am this body. This is the meaning of Jani Sashabha Bhutana. The same jagat. He is awake in that platform. I am not this body. I speak. So I don't care. Give me the ball. Their thing is get a fool. He's saying, hey, first catch me. We have already caught you, Pusha the piece. By thinking and then giving the poison is thinking. Good. Mad. You understand? No? Is that clear? Yeah. Very nice example. Prabhupada also told. Prabhupada told. Among all Western philosophers, hey, Socrates was. And Socrates sometimes used to tell, I heard, in school, this story about him. He used to, if anybody said about knowledge, he said, how much you know, you tell so many things, people do. So if you think I know that much. This much I know I can tell, my knowledge depth. I know simply that I know nothing. In other words, one who knows, he's very humble. He's telling. Even Einstein told also, Newton told, that you are so much knowledge, this, that. Then, you know, highly, even appreciated, those knowledgeable people. And he said, I simply picked up few pebbles in the vast ocean of pebbles in the sea beach. I just took up one. That's, of course, material knowledge. And this is spiritual. I don't know whether you like to again go on. Already 9:10. Comment, question. What you heard now, you can digest. Try to, all day. Prabhupada says, what you hear, read, you think of in the daytime.
Very nice slope.
I said, read, read. Want to listen?
Yes.
Who want to listen? Listen. It's good. That means you are eager. You say, one should be very eager to hear Krishna Katha. That means he is progressing. This is a stage of Lolam. Lolam is extreme greed. There is one story. Once, one man hearing, he actually is a thief. There is Srimad Bhagavatam Katha. Suddenly, the speaker is saying, there is a boy, he, mother, decorate him so many valuable ornaments with gold, pearls, diamond, jewels. He's thinking, where he stays? Then he stays this and he's saying, he's always there in Vrindavan. Oh, I'll go to Vrindavan. Some or other plunder all his jewels. Though it is bad, he's going to steal, but one has to be very eager to towards Krishna. Then ultimately he'll become bhakta. She said, how to go there? Found out means I will go. This is a little boy, I can take my plunder. The thief is thinking, I'll become rich. Some or other found out how to go to Vrindavan. Far away Vrindavan, somewhere they arrived. He's looking for. One day he found. People say, this is little boy. He's so many ornaments. He's making friendship. He is flattering him so many. So nice he look. So these nice dress, these nice. You have got so many very nice, valuable jewels. Looks nice, you see. He's thinking by flattering, he can melt his heart. And then he can take somehow or other. Suddenly, he came to the point, saying, can I take one of these? And Krishna is saying, no, no. That I, no, no. My mommy will get angry. Mommy get angry? Yeah. If you give one, mommy get angry. I can't. Mommy will get angry with me. Okay, again he's praying. But more he's doing, because he's associating with Krishna, he's getting purified. At one point Krishna said, okay, what do you want? Take. Then he doesn't like to take. Because he's purified, he doesn't. So devotee also like that. Though he has got some material desire, but you associate, go on associating, hardly. Without his knowledge, hardly purified. Then they, I am getting everything. Oh yes. What I get, more than I can expect. Why should I ask? Krishna is giving me. Prabhupada, all these things, Prabhupada's story.
Ataha pumbhir dvija srestha.
Ataha pumbhir dvija srestha.
Varnasrama vivagasaha.
Varnasrama vivagasaha.
स्वानुतितस्य धर्मस्य
स्वानुतितस्य धर्मस्य
संसिद्धि हरितोषणम्
संसिद्धि हरितोषणम्.
ओ बेस्ट अमंग
Prabhupada once said, then why you ask? Krishna knows what you require. But if you covet, it's not good for you. You covet, that will be too much greedy, more than you require. Then it's not good for you. You will get kicked from Maya. Suddenly you will see, you work so hard, and you thought you will enjoy, Krishna suddenly snatch away. Rather, you go on serving, and Krishna will give you, Krishna knows that. Then you will find, Krishna has such a plan, vast, I could never dream of even. He has made such a wonderful plan for me. He can ever, because Krishna knows your desire also. But he won't give you such things so that he can fall down. You understand? We do not think that. And we are wanting, sometimes Krishna will give. Suddenly you give Krishna also what you wanted, give. Krishna, because you are making Krishna your servant. And Krishna will give something you may not want. And you find you are entangling, getting ill. You want to get rid of that, you get more entangled. This is happening. Then you learn in a hard way. Get kicked from. This is all what Prabhupada said and told him, practically. In a letter, Prabhupada told, you are dead.
O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation according to caste divisions and orders of life is to please the personality of Godhead.
You will see sometimes you are bewildered. Shall I do this? Shall I do that? I don't know. Then Prabhupada, sometimes you don't know what scripture said, what Prabhupada said, what sadhu says, what to do. Then according to your, if you are sincere, according to your surrender, Krishna will give you intelligence. What will please Krishna? You do that. That is what he is saying. Sangsiddhi Haritan. You will catch a complete person if you know what pleases Krishna. You do that. Now is the birthday of Krishna. What will please Krishna? Now today you have to go get some fruit. You have no money. What do you do? You see, there is a berry tree. Radhani likes berry. It's cool. You know, that time to berry. It's very cheap stuff. And that day we went to where forest, I don't know. We saw so many pilu trees. And this pilu, nobody eats, neither they sell in the shop, nothing. You can take some pilu and give it to Krishna. Krishna is pilu. But you have got money, you can at least give nice thing. Well, that case is different. But you have no money, he can also please Krishna. She can become greatest devotee. He may be sweeping floor. Because he knows what Krishna likes, he giving. He may not have money. Another, may have money, he should give something nice. Why? Not that Krishna likes, rather than he likes chiku, rather than he likes berry, I give. No. You give that, also give, you have got money, give. Make sense? Samjha. Asim, you understood? No? But suppose your complicated mind, then you think, this will please Krishna or that will please Krishna? You can. You too much speculate. Maybe this, maybe that. No. You have to have faith in Krishna. Very simple. Do you depend on your talent, skill, intelligence? Or rather, you think, I am fool. Krishna give me intelligence. I depend on you. I cannot resolve it. I am in a riddle. Shall I say riddle? I am in perplexity. I am confused. How to resolve this thing? Very complex. Depend on Krishna. But everybody has a particular frame of mind. Then become difficult. Unless you give up all these things. Sarvadharman praja. Give up all these things. Your past thing. Just depend on Krishna and send it to him. Krishna will give to you. Just like a kid. Okay. Make sense? Make sense? Kisi bojhache? Okay. Sometimes difficult to do, I understand. Because more one is sinful, difficult for him to surrender. More one is sinful, difficult for him to surrender. more you are with the material nature contaminated and confused, the one step. But when you come to spiritual life, if you bring that frame of mind, it becomes difficult to resolve. Yes or no? Yeah? You cannot give up that habit. You cannot give up. So he said, habit is the second nature. Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness means you completely give up all your past things. Just surrender. Otherwise, it's difficult. You bring your past thing, past way of thinking, assessing, then you have to give up. That you must do, otherwise it's difficult. Because this movement is meant for building character, then a completely different person you will become. Completely. Either gradually or at once. Give up. Difficult to give up, I know. Yes? Any question? Any comment? That is what we are doing here. Because it's a change of character you have to do. You can do a lot of things, but is there a change of character?
Tasmat ekena manasa.
Tasmat ekena manasa.
Bhagavan sattvatam patihi.
Bhagavan sattvatam patihi.
Sotavya kirtitavyascha.
Sotavya kirtitavyascha.
Dheya pujyascha nityada.
Dheya pujyascha nityada.
Advice.
Therefore, with one pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees.
So, if you, you do that, you become a devotee, and he will protect you. Who can say, I am not in danger? Any moment, anybody could be in danger. But if you are always doing that, Krishna can change everything. Everything is just pearl on a string. Krishna is like a string. He can move. He can adjust. We cannot adjust. All of us thinking, I will adjust. Whole material world is means adjustment, isn't it? It is time to adjust. It is thinking, I will fix up this way, that way. But it may work, may not work. But if I depend on Krishna, Krishna can fix up. Yeah?
Yat anudhyasina yuktaha.
Yat anudhyasina yuktaha.
Karma granthi nibandhanam.
Karma granthi nibandhanam.
Chindanti kovidastasya.
Chindanti kovidastasya.
Kona kuryat katharatim.
Kona kuryat katharatim.
With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work, karma, by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message?
Very nice. Any concluding line? Says, bottom line, one or two sentences.
Therefore, any sensible man who is above the average man with a poor fund of knowledge must constantly remember the personality of Godhead by hearing about him, by glorifying him, by remembering him, and by worshipping him always without cessation. That is the perfect way of devotional service.
That is perfect. You can ask us how much you are doing. Perfect. Any other?
The Goswamis of Vrindavan, who were authorized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach the bhakti cult, rigidly followed this rule and made immense literatures of transcendental science for our benefit. They have chalked out ways for all classes of men in terms of different castes and orders of life in pursuance of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam and similar other authoritative scriptures. Sushusho Sraddhadhanasya.
Sushusho Sraddhadhanasya.
Vasudeve Katharuchihi.
Vasudeve Katharuchihi.
Shyan Mahat Sevaya Vipraha.
Shyan Mahat Sevaya Vipraha.
Punya Tirtha Nisevanat.
Punya Tirtha Nisevanat.
Please listen.
O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudev.
He says another place, Mahat Seva Dharam Ahur Vibhukte. we want to become free from the birth, death, old age, all these things. Next life, we don't want to come back as a cat, dog, tree, then a fly, pigeon. So what do you do? Here it is. Here it is.
Very nice.
It's always serve a saintly person. We are trying to serve Prabhupada and people say, what he says, you do, then you are serving. What Rupa Goswami said, you do, you are serving him. Naturally you develop all the good qualities as God. Doesn't matter what you are, where you are situated, Brahmin, Sannyasi, Grihastha, what, doesn't matter. In charge, sweeping floor of temple, doesn't matter. You serving, then you become free from it. You won't come back to this world as a grass, as a tree, as a fish, as a bird, as a ant, or whatever, Lord, and go through millions of lives simply by doing this. Simply. You have got conviction? Very easy. Others you don't know, maybe a big guy in the material world. Now, where they are gone, Churchill, Nehru, so called Stalin, Tozo, Franco, Mussolini, Hitler. Big historic one, a few days ago. But that's got mercilessly killed
Saddam.
Gaddafi,
Saddam.
Saddam Hussein. What is that?
Bin Laden.
Muhammad bin Tughlaq. So many. Genghis Khan. Tamerlan. Who said this sometimes? They kill like dog, cat. Let him go. Hold him. He killed so many persons. Now what happened to him? We are thinking our guy going easily. Life will go out like that. No, no, nobody knows what we have got our destiny. Better. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare
Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare.
Permanent. You'll never destroy this. Saving account. Permanent. Not destroy. Next time, huh?
Tell something, but bottom line.
By serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants and thus becomes qualified to hear the glories of God. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering the kingdom of God. By serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants, and thus one becomes qualified to hear the glories of God.
So, I tell you one thing. So, one saintly person is trying to fulfill the desire, the prediction of the Lord, every town, village. She went to Anir's center, he said, bring prasad. So, what is this? This is vegetarian. What God likes? Likes a vegetarian mode of goodness. But what Acharya says, what he likes? Rice, dal, sabji, samosa, kachuri. You have got all this? Yeah? He don't give? No, no, this is also vegetarian. I see. You have got all those things, to ingredients to make? Yes? So can you cook, offer? What I told you to offer to Krishna, what he likes, and we eat that. That is called love. That is called bhakti. Not that, what my tongue likes. What I like, what my tongue likes, I don't know that. So bring that, offer to Krishna, give it to me. I will eat that. In India, sometimes, old tradition is, usually wife ask husband, ask her husband, what you like to eat today? And whoever, either husband going to shopping market or son, he said, bring this. And cook all these things and give it to him. And everybody has to eat. Not that I like, mommy I don't like, why father takes, I don't like this. What father likes, you have to eat. What Krishna like, you have to eat. There is no question of I like. That is bhakti. Then is sharan. So there is, in order to clear that, I gave an example.
The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering the kingdom of God.
So if somebody wants to do bhakti and go back to God, first and foremost qualification of bhakti is hearing from saintly person, Prabhupada, and what, who is repeating that and acting on that path. If you don't do that, you do so much, it may not be of that much value. Then what they like, they will tell the easiest thing. Otherwise, anybody can go to school, read books and pass exam. What is the use of teacher giving class? He will tell the most important thing. Isn't it? Because he is more experienced. Otherwise, you go to become a doctor, I read book, and you become a quack. You know, quack? Hature. Some or other he is maybe curing, but government will accept him, give him license. He cannot give certificate, he is dead body. No, no. Don't be accepted. You are quack, or you are a Aul Baul Katta Bhaja. Hitai Guru Radhisham, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Sri Radhe Govinda. It is not in the scripture written all these things. It is new thing. No, Baba. Suti Sirva, did the scripture say that? So this is, you should chant. Why are you chanting? Man. Nahi chalega. What? Somebody saw one saintly person's chart and all these things saying that. He said, whatever he will say, everybody will follow. In Hindi, he says, hukum chalega. Hukum means whatever. And that saintly person conquered the whole world, fulfilled the desire of the prediction of the Lord, that every town and village, people will be chanting, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
His hukum is still in the scripture. So hukum chalega. You follow, you will also, where he has gone, back to God, you also go back.
Srila Prabhupada ki!
Yeah. Now you make your own and you will go to where you are planning. God is saying, oh, you like this. Yeah. Then Jai Bija Kamra. Who you are? You like this? It is not available inside here. You make this here and stay here and chant Hare Krishna. That's all. Make sense?
We cannot even meet in Jai Bija.
Getting warm, no? How long give prasad?